My name is Emily Wildhopper. I'm an assistant branch manager at the Midwest Genealogy Center. And when I was growing up, I grew up in a very rural, very low-income small town in central Missouri. So my primary access to the library as a kid was through the bookmobile, which would come to town every month. And my mom made sure we never missed it. We were there every single month. One particularly memorable bookmobile trip that still sticks with me, of course, when I was growing up, Harry Potter was king, right? And the seventh Harry Potter book had just been released. Cannot overstate what a big deal that was. Like, this was the culmination of like 10 years of cultural obsession with this book series. I knew the book had come out earlier that week. There was the press and the midnight release, and it was all a big deal. I also knew it was going to be a long time before I was able to access that book because we didn't have a lot of money. We were not going to buy it. We were not going to pre-order this book. We were going to get it from the library. But I also knew that the wait list, the holds on this book were going to be insane. So I had just resigned myself to not being able to get my hands on this book for months, if not more, and not getting to know what finally happened and how it all ended. But the bookmobile came that week as scheduled. We show up like we always do. My sister and I step onto the bookmobile, and immediately the first thing we see on the shelf in like a beam of light was not one, but two brand spanking new hardback copies of the seventh Harry Potter book. The library, when they were getting however many copies of this book they got, they put two aside to go out on the bookmobile specifically that wouldn't have any holds on them. And so my sister and I, we rush over and we grabbed both of them. We were selfish. We took both of them home with us. But we rushed home and we both shut ourselves in our room and we just spent the entire rest of the day reading the seventh Harry Potter book. And we both finished it in like a day, and my mom felt so guilty that we had checked out both Harry Potter books and robbed some other kid from getting to take it home that she made a special trip to return these Harry Potter books the next day so that they could go to the next kid who was waiting on them. But I think about what that meant to me at the time, what a big deal that was, and how I never expected to have access to that, but the library was able to give me that, to give me that cultural relevancy to be part of the conversation and be part of something as was happening rather than waiting months and months to catch up. I've since learned the bookmobile program has actually shut down. It no longer comes to my town. That happened shortly after I went away to college. And I understand, obviously, with the dawn of digital, really changes the way we access those materials and the way we access books and movies and Libby app and whatnot. And of course, gas is very expensive, so I understand why the library made that choice, but I do think about other kids like me in towns like that and whether or not they're having the same opportunities as I was given thanks to this program. So when I think about the future with MCPL, I hope that those making decisions are also keeping in mind our most rural communities and our most kind of sheltered communities, and how do we take care of not just those in our backyard, but those who might need a little extra help to be reached. So that's my wish for the future of MCPL, that we care for all of our communities, including those rural communities and those small town kids who just really want to read Harry Potter.